Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. I just ripped my notes in half. My name is Doug and I love movies. I really do. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from Hyenas Comedy Club in Dallas, Texas on Sunday, July 22nd, Two Oceans 12. We did it. So yeah, so we had some technical issues that will be cut from the program. Boo! People want to hear me going, test, test. This isn't working. Why isn't this working? Help me, Mr. Hyena. Is your mic working? Okay, so there was those technical difficulties, and then I actually have kind of a sincere statement that I would like to say at this time, just because I think it's important to be said. Since last I spoke and you listened, a terrible tragedy happened to Americans, humanity, and the shared experience of going to the movies. My thoughts go out to all who lost their lives because, you know, just because they wanted to escape their lives for a few hours of entertainment at that theater in Colorado. And I implore everyone here tonight and listening to this show, whether it's Dark Knight Rises or something else, see a movie in a theater with other people soon, and don't let one lunatic ruin the ability to, you know, enjoy one of all of our favorite pastimes. There. I had to say something because, as comedians tend to do, one of us will probably say something terrible about it later in this show, and I don't want to be accused of being callous or uncaring about that terrible incident. Earlier today, I did a stand-up show right here at Hyenas, and I'll be doing another one tomorrow night at the Hyenas in Fort Worth. And we played the Leonard Maltin game today with audience members, and the winner is going to be on the panel tonight. And let's look in the prize bag, you guys. People from the audience contributed a couple of different items. Some guy, some creep, gave me a copy of Pretty Baby. The Brooke Shields was too young to be naked in a movie. And let's play Watch This Not That with the two movies that were contributed to the bag, because somebody else gave me the Bill Murray movie Quick Change. Yeah, in which no one under 18 appears totally naked. So watch Quick Change, Not Pretty Baby. This has been Watch This, Not That, Prize Bag Edition. And then we've got a cool shirt that has Malcolm McDowell from Clockwork Orange, but with an orange in front of his face, like that painting where the guy has the apple in front of his face. So that's pretty cool. And then, of course, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a copy of my CD Smug Life, a copy of my first CD, Professional Humoredian, a copy of the great new book from the Comedy Film Nerds, The Comedy Film Nerds Guide to Movies. I wrote a little something in there, and you can get those from comedyfilmnerds.com. And also, we've got another t-shirt. This one is, this is locally purchased. And it says, Beavers Rule. Squirrels are okay, but beavers rule, which is definitely my motto. And I think that's everything in the bag. Oh yeah, on the last show, a guy gave me a case for my iPhone, and he said it's going to make your life a lot better. And I would rather someone else's life be better, and I'll just continue to risk breaking my iPhone by not putting a case on it, because it's harder to slip in and out of your pocket if it has a case on it. That's my feeling. All right. Great story. Please welcome to the stage Matt Myra, Jonah Ray, and Jimmy Thomason.
Check.
Check, check, check. Syllabus.
Go, talk.
And mine doesn't have to be.
Holy
mine.
Shit, they all work!
They're all working. What?
Jimmy Jizz, everybody.
Jimmy Jizz. If you weren't at the earlier show, Jonah got freaked out because he thought there was jizz on this gentleman's chest.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Jizz, I get it.
you're the one who said it!
I swear to you, I'm not into shoes or Sex in the City or any of that, but I really thought that guy just yelled out Jimmy Choose.
I don't know.
That's what I thought he said. I'm pretty sure that's a type of shoe. A Jimmy Choo. Right? And there's also Manolo Blahnik. Because I've had girlfriends that make me watch Sex in the City.
Yeah.
So I pick up a couple of those references.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, I sit there and jerk off to it. Oh, Miranda. You have a right to remain silent. Well, I jerk off on your Jimmy Choo's. So the gentleman's name, sir, is Jimmy Thomason.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
And you won the Leonard Maltin game, so congratulations for being a guest.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where do you, do you live here in Dallas?
Yeah, North Dallas.
North Dallas, yeah. Okay.
So you don't live in Dallas, you live in North Dallas.
North of Dallas.
Oh, so you don't even live in Dallas at all?
No. I'm, yeah.
A lot of cracks in this case.
Wow.
Yeah.
I live in North Dallas. It's called Oklahoma City. And what do you do in north of Dallas?
I'm a graphic designer.
But what do you really do?
How do you make the money?
I work for a software company, and I make e-learning courses. It's kind of boring, but
that's cool.
Yeah, I do graphic design on the side.
You got a nice Van Dyke.
Thank you.
What?
It's another fashion thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, and then you made the t-shirt with the Clockwork Orange shirt that's
yes.
in the bag.
Yeah.
And you brought, that was he came to the first show with a prize. He was like, well, just in case I get picked and play and
wow.
win,
that's
if all
great.
Three of those things happen, I will have a prize to contribute to the bag.
Wow.
That's yeah, yeah.
Better than me.
A lot of things are.
I forgot. That's true. Jonah. You're right.
I've got a list of things that are better than Matt Myra.
God damn it.
Sunshine, oral sex. Hang on, it's a long list.
Everybody pull out your lists.
That list
I know
is,
you got them.
Guys, that list is called the dictionary.
No, there are things in the dictionary that are worse than you.
Yeah, you're
for
way,
sure.
You're way better than aardvarks.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hatred is in the dictionary. You're better than hatred.
Meh.
Yeah. On your better days. But that is Matt Myra, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for Matt. We did a Nerdist show last night that may or may not become available for people to listen to.
Yeah.
In the Nerdist. He does so many shows now.
Don't know how that's decided.
He doesn't release them all, and he doesn't consult you about which ones to release.
No, they all actually sit on my computer until he says, hey, you got that Philadelphia show?
Let it rip.
I go, which one? And then he goes, I don't remember.
Then what happens?
Nothing. Nothing. Literally nothing happens. Never put it out.
Existence stops after that.
So the poor people in Philly. Well, this show here, I guarantee you, not only will it be on the internet, it will be there very soon, within a day or two.
I hope.
Obviously done.
So do you mail it? You have to mail it to iTunes? It's going to take its guts pretty fast.
I happen to know a guy over at the Pony Express.
Oh!
And he's going to hook me up. Yeah, no, I put mine out like right after they happen because I don't want that confusion of like, you know. Because if I put out one that was like from 3 months ago, people will tweet at me, what the fuck were you talking about? I'd be like, I don't know, man. If it was yesterday, I might know.
That's but still stretching us.
Why were you so excited about the Avengers coming out soon?
Yeah, that's the other thing is topical things do come up on podcasts, so it's weird to sit on an episode for several months before releasing it. But that's the way he wants to play it. That's his business. I do it differently. But the exciting news from Matt Myra is all this week he's going to be co-hosting with Candace, right? Candace Bailey is going to be there.
Candace for 2 days, Grace Helbig for 1 day, and then I think Sarah the day after that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Attack of the Show.
Attack of the Show. He's going to co-host it.
Yeah.
All this week, which is another reason we got to get this podcast out fast so people can hear that in the podcast and then watch you on that program. What's going on with you? Jonah Ray is here too, everybody.
Hi.
Also of Nerdist.
Of it.
What? I don't know what the vagina means.
It sounds like he's saying you might have a vagina. Or that's what he calls his vagina.
Everyone's trying to put that nickname on me, and you know, you can't choose your own nickname, so I chose it. And I'm hoping I make it so uncool that people stop calling me that.
We can't call you Vagina anymore?
I love it. I love it. Please, I started introducing myself as Vagina Ray, hoping that everyone go like, nah, he's just, I don't know, it's not the same. A nickname's not supposed to be too nice.
It's Vagina now, Dad.
Sorry, it's just the way I have to be right now.
All right, let's go to Jimmy with the question that I usually don't ask because we usually don't have time, but I'm going to get to it tonight, damn it. Do you have a favorite motion picture or one that you like a lot?
Back to the Future. It's my favorite movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Answer.
No need to apologize there. Yeah. It'd be weird if Part 2 was your favorite movie.
And it'd be really bad if it was Part 3.
And I like Part 3.
I like 3 better than 2. Tell you?
No. No.
And why is that?
Hey, there is a hoverboard in Part 3. Don't forget
that. It's the same hoverboard, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Should have held on to that. What was it, a pit bull? What was the...
The pit bull.
Yeah, the pit bull.
Yeah, it had power.
I'm mad at Part 2 because of that weird Crispin Glover lookalike.
Oh, I threw my back out on the golf course again.
On the golf course again. Well, you're right.
You're right. That line is said between Matt and I more than hello.
You two need to be separated.
You just
have one mind now.
Yeah, we're always so good at finishing each other's
sandwiches.
Yeah.
One of you finishes the other ones more often than the other one. If we're gonna be,
that's appropriate.
We're gonna be honest. Because Jonah's really tall. He has a lot of room for sandwiches.
A lot of room. A lot of room for Sammy's.
Sammy's, fuck you. And Rachel Ray. She calls it the Sammy, and I can't stand it.
Oh.
Their raspy voice. God, yeah.
Yeah. She's here.
The ladies agree. Jimmy Choo's.
For the listeners, we should clear this up in case I don't run the Leonard Maltin game from the earlier show as a mini episode. But there was ranch dressing on Jimmy's shirt.
Yeah.
And Jonah just called him out for having jizz on his shirt. And it was very, very uncomfortable.
It was fucking weird. And it was like, even if it was ranch, it was so much ranch.
I could say
it was big enough, or you could call it a dollop.
Yeah.
But
dollop of ranch.
What do you do? He had every right.
Were you eating a chicken wing and then like leaning back while you chew it?
This chicken wing's got too much ranch on it. Matt, do you have a favorite movie?
I do. My favorite movie is Jaws.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
I like Jaws 2 a little better, but...
But I do like the fact there's a hoverboard in Jaws 3.
Yeah. Might as well be.
And Jonah, do you have one?
Yeah, it's the movie Ed Wood.
Ed Wood, interesting choice. Very few people agree.
It's a lot of people who haven't seen it. It's a great movie.
You should see it. It's my favorite. I'd say it's my favorite Tim Burton
yeah,
movie.
It's my favorite Tim Burton movie.
And
Batman.
Batman.
Oh, Batman.
I like Batman Returns a bit.
Don't yell things at me. I will not understand what they are. Yeah. So why bother?
Jimmy Jones, Batman.
I don't want any spoilers for the new Batman because some of you still haven't seen it, but I will say, shut up. I will say,
ah, oh, fuck, you're fucking serious.
I was going to say he wears a nice pair of Jimmy Choo's, but.
Oh, man. Yo, Batman, that's Jimmy Choo's.
Oh yeah, Ed Wood. Okay, I was going to ask you.
It's a great movie. If you haven't seen it,
already.
You should. It's an amazing movie.
Yeah, check it out. Did the guy who played Bela Lugosi, Martin Landau, did he win the Oscar for that?
Yes, he did win for best supporting role.
Very
that
good.
Year. And then the person did the makeup won that year too as well.
Oh.
We got
sarcasm in the front row.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because movies, you know, it's a small part of movie making. Makeup. Fuck. Oh, beer.
We both had too many shots last night.
Yeah.
Dallas is a friendly place.
Yeah. I don't like shots.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
Let's do them.
Yeah!
Let's just keep doing them. So because of the technical delays at the beginning, I have absolutely no idea what time we really started. So this thing might... It might be like an incredibly short show or a really long one. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm so tired of trying to do my act and having people yelling long one at me while I'm on stage. Please, just, you know, keep it to yourselves. I appreciate that you noticed. Have you been to the movies lately, Jimmy Jizz Thomason?
Yeah, I saw The Dark Knight Saturday and Brave about a week or two ago.
You see The Dark Knight or The Dark Knight Rises?
Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just
you really got him on a technicality.
Yeah, really.
Everyone thought he was talking about the last movie.
They showed
the
all
second
three.
One. They did. Some theaters. Did anybody go see all three in one day? That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Did it without giving anything away? Did it like make the third one? Like, do you think that made it even better, seeing the first two right in front of it? Because that's a lot of movie. That's like 9 hours of a guy going, I need a lozenge. Or,
give me the Jimmy Choo's.
Where's the goddamn lozenge in this town? This town is going to hell with its lack of lozenges.
Now, I haven't seen it, Doug, and you have, but does Morgan Freeman finally go, Bruce, I know it's you. You don't have to use the voice. You could stop
Lucius.
That.
He acts like himself in front of Lucius.
Yeah.
No, when he's wearing the cowl in the second movie, he just is fucking screaming at Lucius.
Well, that's like when the guy who plays House in between takes, he still has an American accent because he doesn't want to accidentally have his English accent slip out.
You understand, Lucius.
So Batman has to do the same thing. I always thought it would be funny to see
Lucius, how's the family?
I thought it'd be funny to have a scene where he's got the cowl's off, but he's still got the raccoon eyes. Yeah. Well, just standing around talking to people.
Have you ever watched Pete Holmes does a Batman, like the sketches where he's just playing Batman and like he's just really dumb. They're great. You gotta check them out. But there's a thing where he's trying to make it like he's not Bruce Wayne, and he takes off the mask and he has the raccoon eyes around.
Nice. Yeah. I like it.
The helicopter.
But I'm very happy that neither of you have seen Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, because we would probably spoil it.
Because you would spoil some shit.
Yeah.
I almost am gonna.
Do you want us to guess what?
We you sound like you're about to throw up. I'm gonna
either throw up or spoil Batman.
I'm not sure what's coming up right now.
No, he does.
It could be that.
Catwoman helps. She steals stuff off of rich people. Gah.
What do you like when you're sick?
That's what I do. I just spoil Batman.
I like your fake vomiting spoilers.
Thank you.
It's a fun thing. So what have you seen lately, Matt?
What is the last movie I saw in the theater?
We just asked you that.
Yeah, we want you to tell us.
The last thing I saw was Snow White and the Huntsman. The next thing I'm going to see is Step Up Revolution.
Hello. Occupy
Miami Beach. Yeah. You just got to do it.
That has I'm pretty sure there's a point in that movie. It's like, dancing is so much more than dancing.
Yep, and I, when they say it, I will drink some Diet Coke. Man. And shake my head. Yeah.
Gonna be a lot of dubstep. Gonna be a lot of dubstep.
I'm looking forward to it.
Have you seen anything lately, Jonah?
I watched Take This Waltz, the new Sarah Polley movie. I'm still kind of obsessed.
She directed it.
She wrote and directed it. Sorry, Michelle Williams, Sarah Silverman, and Seth Rogen. Mm-hmm. If you want to question any relationship you've ever been in, watch that movie and fucking just hate your girlfriend and women in general. Just it's like a romantic thriller. Where it's like a suspense movie where it's like the whole time she's like married. Michelle Williams is married to Seth Rogen, but she starts kind of like getting attracted to some other guy, and they hang out, but they don't really do anything. So the whole movie it's like you're fucking like, don't go in that room with him. don't touch him. Seth is just busy right now. Come on, give him a break.
Look out, he might stab you with his penis.
Yes, yeah.
Seth, it's a romantic horror film.
About him. Watch out. You have not.
He has an awful nice house for a guy, though, that has a Ricksaw business.
Yeah, just a
just one Ricksaw that he runs people around in.
Yeah, that's the quirkiest thing you could. It's like that just says, it screams any movie. And then his job is he's a Ricksaw guy. Oh, how quaint!
It's a great movie if you like on-screen nudity with people that should never take their clothes off off-screen, like ever.
Yeah.
There's a shower, ladies' shower scene that's very disturbing.
Yeah, you get to see like three hot ladies naked, and then they turn the camera, and then it's not the same.
It's like three Kathy Bateses.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like about Schmidt times three.
Yeah. That's the name of your children's book, Three Kathy Bateses.
Yeah, Three Kathy Bateses.
One day, Three Kathy Bateses.
Three Kathy Bateses.
Bateses. This is terrible. That's no fun at all. I was going to go see Beasts of the Southern Wild today. Has anybody seen that? Yeah, and it's good, right? Yeah, I heard good things about it. But
yeah, it's good.
But I had some shots last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I want to watch a movie about... Is it about Katrina or a Katrina-esque thing? They allude to it.
I love
how was that hurricane? It was Katrina-esque. It's a little derivative of Katrina. Had some Andrew influences on it, for sure.
High pressure system moved in.
Yeah.
The government moved out.
Whoa, let's get into it.
All right.
What? Huh?
Are you talking to...
What's your favorite hurricane?
Denzel Washington as the hurricane.
Boom.
You're welcome.
How does he do it?
So busy not being enjoyed by everyone that I think of things.
I didn't load it into the phone for tonight, but somebody on Twitter suggested that I do a category called Dunzo Washington, and that's movies where Denzel Washington gets killed.
Oh.
So look for that in the future.
Malcolm
if
X.
If I remember to do it. That would be one, yes.
What else does it get killed
but
in?
You do remember how the game works, though, later. Don't just say a name, the first movie that comes into your head when I mention the category.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was it you did that one time on the show?
One
that was
time, the
one
first
of the
time
biggest game blunders ever.
The movie was The Shining. I forget what the category was, but I was second. Hardwick was to my right. You said it's in 12 names, and then Chris said, I guess I'll name it in 12. And then I go, name that movie.
How can you? All 12 names of The Shining. It's just like such obscure Jack Nicholson shit at the top there. That.
Yeah, and I think the category was like Stephen King movies. So it's like extra.
But you've done much better in your return appearances.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got it figured out now.
I think so.
Which leads me to ask, does anyone hunger for games? I decided to use Dallas to introduce a new game.
Oh!
Yeah.
I love how excited everybody got.
Yeah. Oh, another hard to understand?
How much more convoluted will this one be?
No, this one's not convoluted at all. It's pretty simple. The game is called How Much Did This Shit Make? Where I take a movie that may not necessarily be my cup of tea, but it could have been a big hit, could have been a small hit, could have been a complete failure.
Domestic or worldwide?
Domestic.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that changes
different
it all
ball
for me.
Game. Different
changes
ball
it for me.
Game.
Yes, this is according... The figures are according to Box Office Mojo, and I'm going to tell you guys the name of a movie, and we'll start with Jimmy on the other end there.
Jimmy Choo!
And his new nickname.
You're very awesome. you're very pale for a guy that lives in Texas.
Yeah, I don't... The sun, it's not...
Gotcha. You said graphic designer.
Yeah,
that should have been your clue.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Why aren't you working on your computer out at the pool?
When you're sunbathing on
well,
your
laptop. Well, don't you draw sketches first? And you just do that outside. That sounds fun, right?
No.
I love that you, from California, who was similarly of the similar pallor to him. Oh, look at that.
Oh.
For the listeners, he just showed us his dick.
I will take that audible reaction. I will accept that.
Your dick is
say,
much paler than the rest of you.
Thank you. I am the opposite of John Mayer. He famously once said that his dick was Dominican at a comedy club back when he tried comedy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So... How much did this shit make? I'll say the name of the movie, and you have to guess how much it made at the domestic box office during its entire run without going over.
Price
it's just
right
like
rules.
Price is Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same
Can someone
thing.
Bid a dollar similar to Price is Right?
One of you could do that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And as in all of my games, it's best not to say the strategy out loud.
Well, I mean, it's the first time this game's being played, Doug. I just wanted to establish that is something that could be done.
Did you hear a harmonica?
I did, yes.
So I like Piano Man was going to start.
There was just a little harmonica noise. Yeah. It was very quick, though. There it goes again.
Yeah. I bet it's someone's necklace. It is, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Those, you know, it's so weird. She's one of the only people I've met with these, but I've heard about them. The rape harmonica.
I hear the blues. Someone's in trouble.
redhead one in Shawshank.
Na na na, get the hell off of me. Na 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 na. Please, somebody help. Na 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 na.
Fire.
Okay. Just want to prove some rape jokes are funny. Okay, so. The movie is called, and please, audience, no helping. It's called My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Ooh. How much money did that shit make? Produced by Tom Hanks, independent film starring Nia Vardalos.
Also produced by Rita Wilson.
Let's and Rita Wilson helped out.
Most and successful independent movie of all time.
How much? No, see, that's again.
What
that's,
are you doing?
You're playing against your.
Do you need people to think you're smart that bad that you'll fuck
know.
Up your chances at the game?
How great!
Yeah, there's some girl in the back going, "Did you hear how much he knows about My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Someone's getting their dick sucked tonight. Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Not me.
Do you have a guess, Jimmy, or a number?
120 million.
Okay. I go to Matt, shaking his head.
$256.
$256?
Million.
He says $256 million. You were $120, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know.
And Jonah?
I'll go $300 million.
$300 million for Jonah. $120 for
Jimmy.
It did
really well. It was in theaters for a very long time.
It was.
$120 for Jimmy. And Matt said $260?
$256.
$256.
That would be the dumb thing you know for some reason.
I don't.
We were like driving the other day, and he was just looking up how much businesses we were passing make in a year. You want to know how much?
You want to know how much Cracker Barrel grossed last year? Does anyone want to know that? Yeah. Their revenue for last year is $2.8 billion.
Yeah.
Go hate yourselves.
That's a lot of crackers.
No,
most everybody's in barrels now.
Yeah. Is that on the menu, crackers? When you go to
there
Cracker
are
Barrel,
no crackers. The cheese.
Oh, cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't go there. I got a figure to worry about. And that's whoever I would be eating with. My Big Fat Greek Wedding made $241 million.
Oh.
You guys went over. Jimmy's our winner. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
So, bum, bum, was... I was accounting for DVD sales.
Wait, I don't think it was.
The only way my day could get better is if you wheeled out the Plinko board right now.
Did you ever see that episode where Snoop Dogg helped that lady win a bunch of money on Plinko?
No, but I will
look it up on YouTube.
That later.
It's fucking great.
Is he really good at Plinko?
Yeah. He has a lady drop one down, and he watches where it goes, and then he says, no, 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 okay, now put it here, and then $10,000.
Wow.
Yeah, but if it went somewhere else, good. He would have gone, okay, now put it here.
Yeah, but Doug, the fact is it didn't.
Yeah, but
that's
then,
what confidence will get
and
you.
Snoop danced, and it was great. He did a little dance. He did a little happy
Look
dance.
Look out. Snoop Dogg, the rapeteer, he danced.
That guy barely moves most of the time. I would love to see him do a dance.
Oh, tune in to YouTube.
I'd like to just see a video of Snoop Dogg in a hurry. And I just want to see what that looks like.
I think I know what it looks like.
That's why he can't ever hurry in front of everybody, because he just becomes the dorkiest guy in the world. Yeah, well, I gotta get home.
Well, this party ain't over till 6 in the morning.
Look at that.
You guys wanna play ABCD's Nuts? You get to go first, Jimmy. You know how it's played?
Yeah.
Letter A.
A Clockwork Orange.
Whoa. Impressive.
Yeah. A lot of people
Matt,
want to put the
what
A.
did I just say? A B?
B.
Beethoven second.
Always showing off. You couldn't just say Beethoven.
Yeah.
can't remember the these counts. You can't say a movie that's the, like if it's G, you can't say The Godfather.
All right.
And then get mad at me when I say no, that doesn't count.
Okay.
So you're on C.
Chinatown, Doug.
Yes.
Nice.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
End of Days.
Fargo.
I thought you were going to say Fart Something.
Fart, the movie.
Fart 3D.
Yeah, yeah. Spoiler alert.
Jimmy G.
Fart 2. The shitting.
Wait, what? You're laughing so hard at that. Fart 2, the shitting?
Yeah. Because number 2.
It's just the next progression of a fart. It's just
when you take a number
shit.
2, it's shit.
How about...
There's got layers, Doug.
Fart 3, back in business.
Fart 4, the voyage home? No, that doesn't, make sense.
Fart 5, the search for Curly's gold.
Part 6, Mission to Moscow.
What?
I don't know. Okay. Let's, what are we at? L?
G.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, nice.
Help.
You have to play on your own. I can't assist you.
Oh.
I need a movie that begins with H.
Help.
Nope.
What? Nope. Why does help not... No, it's the fucking Beatles movie from 1966, you assholes! The help. I forget how old these people are.
Did I come on the Nerdist podcast and call the audience assholes?
Actually, I think you did.
Because I was thinking
times.
It.
Yeah. I think Jonah takes care of that on the Nerdist.
Yeah.
I.
Indecent Proposal.
Ah.
Okay.
Jack.
King Kong.
Oh, you still have a little Jack on your shirt?
The moment I said it, I knew that was coming from one of you two.
All right, King Kong. Which one?
Wait, Help might have been out in 65. Sorry, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, Help was in the 60s. So that's why everyone here was like, that's not a movie. I wasn't born yet. Okay, so King Kong and then...
Land Before Time. Part 3!
They're both not high, you guys. They're just high on their own humor. Where are we at now?
M. Memento?
Memento.
Nolan.
Mel.
Chick-a-Pay.
What did you say?
Chick-a-Pay. Chick-a-Pay. Oh, wow. Bade it away. Shaka Khan. Oh.
That's right. Every time someone's struggling with oh, I just sit there going, oh, 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 and they never catch on and say oh.
Oh.
But you did it. Good for you.
I really did.
Pretty in Pink.
Mm-hmm. Cue to...
Oh, dear.
Cue to Matt. Come on, you can do it. Q. That's correct. There's a movie called Q. R.
RoboCop.
Three!
That's the one that broke RoboCop.
Stripes.
Yeah, Stripes, good one.
The Godfather.
Yeah, that's correct.
You.
Underworld. You. Underworld. Which one?
The first one.
They have the vaguest subtitles. Underworld. Yeah, Awakenings.
Yeah.
Underworld.
Rise of
what's
the
up?
What's up is down. Underworld.
V.
V for Vendetta.
Sure.
Oh.
W. Fuck.
Willow.
Fuck.
Willow. And then the dreaded X. There's 7 titles.
There's so many that... might have come out
X
last year, even one.
Why are you helping him?
He's my friend.
Aww.
Don't touch the other guy's shirt like that.
How come I can't think of anything with X?
Because you're out.
Oh!
Xanadu.
Jimmy.
Come on, let him back in the game. Thanks, sir.
Oh, somebody in the audience wants him back in the game. So.
Why should we let him go?
Why?
Yellow Submarine.
Let me check with the Beatles deniers.
Zoolander.
Yep. All right, now don't hold your horses.
Oh.
Because now we're going into the A round. I mean, into the next round, and the rules change.
Oh.
You said that wasn't part of the deal, Benson.
Wasn't supposed to go down like this, man.
Okay, you get to do an A movie, but this round, every title has to begin with the.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
But then use the letter that's on you. So you need the
Avengers.
The Avengers? Okay.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, that Jimmy's okay. Do two.
The cooler.
Mm-hmm. People are really impressive. Yeah. The D. You love the D.
It doesn't have a the in front of it. It doesn't have a the.
Oh. Yes. Ah. Hey, you guys, I like that movie. In case it didn't get picked up on the mics, a gentleman in the audience yelled out, "The Dark Knight."
Yeah. I said mine when everyone was booing. I guess no one heard it. You can go. And all that fanfare just kind of got lost in there.
What was it again?
Oh.
Xanadu. Okay, now you're out. You still get D, Jimmy.
The Day After Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
E. It's not that good.
E to Matt. The.
Oh.
I can't think of one either. The.
Wait, hang on.
Come on. Come on, man. Jimmy Choo would do it. Jimmy Choo can do anything. I gotta call it, man.
Do it for Jimmy.
End of Times. That sounds like a movie. Look it up.
It was the end
you
of times.
It
was
up.
The blurst of times. Yeah.
You're out. Jimmy's our winner again.
Oh, fucking A.
Do you have any? Could you think of an E one?
The Expendables.
What?
The Expendables.
The Expendables.
Oh. Was that what that guy was fucking over?
And Expendables 2 also.
Yes.
Is out soon.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you are dominating our games here today. Very good guess.
Guess that's what happens when you don't go in the sun.
All right, so let me quick reminder.
Don't have that face.
Why not?
Quick reminder, don't yell out any answers anymore. I don't know how else to say it.
I think you did a pretty good job just saying
it. We could throw that guy out, but you know.
Let's do that. Fuck it, right? It's not us.
I don't even know. I don't even know who it was. It might have been it might have been Jeff Dunham throwing his voice. Don't throw that puppet out.
From Las Vegas.
It wasn't the puppet talking, it was Jeff. Have you seen that comedian that has all those talking puppets? They really talk. He just stands there.
I know why they call him Ventriloquist. He's more of a magician making those puppets talk like that.
I don't know if it's a magical power or if he made a deal with the devil.
You know what? Seriously, if one of you guys, if you were in a lineup and I had to say which one was the murderer, I'd be like, they're all too similar. Yeah. Oh, he lost the glasses. Now he's such an individual. Okay, so let's play Build a Title. We got some good suggestions from people on the internet for titles, and again, Jimmy's still our winner, so we'll start with Jimmy.
Stop showing off, Jimmy.
And this time we'll go to you, Jonah. We'll go to you second. And Jimmy, that reminds me. Since we started a little late,
yeah.
Are you going to have to?
I have no idea.
Because Matt's racing to catch a flight out of here tonight. What time's your flight at?
10:50.
So
really what I have to catch.
What time
is the
do you
cab.
Guys professionally think he needs to professionally? Which airline, really?
American Airlines DFW.
10 o'clock?
Hey, everybody at once, please.
Hang on. You've been drinking since at least 4:20.
Yeah, she wasn't at the earlier show.
All right, you say 9:30 is when I have to be there?
We got 10. We got 10 over here. We got 9:30. We got 10 over here.
If he's got to be there, he should be there at 10. That's reasonable.
There's a cab that's supposed to be coming at 9 o'clock.
You can wait. Tell Jimmy Choo about it.
Listen, if the cab leaves and if anyone wants to make a quick $56 that hasn't been drinking...
You guys are that excited about taking him to the airport?
I've done it. It's not very fun.
It wasn't a dream come true?
No, it was quite the opposite.
You weren't amongst other people going, pick me. all right. Well, so we'll go out there and see if it's there still.
It'll be fun. It'll be
or
a fun game.
Or we can tell the club management to ask him to wait. Oh, I mean, I don't even know where it would pull up to here.
Neither do I. It has the address, which is out that way.
Yeah, the address is like out on the street. We're like tucked back in a corner.
Wow, this is the most interesting part of the night so far. Listen, three men try to figure out a trip to the airport.
Thank you, Jonah.
It's like really, their life, like, just as boring.
Three men in the audience. I will watch that movie, Three Men in an Audience.
Yeah. How are we going to take care of this audience? Gutenberg can still be in it.
Then that ghost is in the background, but then you realize it's a cardboard cutout of Ted Danson.
You don't realize that. You were told that.
By the DVD.
Is that when you were told something? Is that when you... Oh, I realized something today. Yeah. Well, I was watching in the news and I realized that there's rain coming.
Yep.
Whenever I watch a movie, the commentary on, I pretend it's just ghosts talking about movies. Just telling us about making the movie From Beyond. All right, so we'll go to about 9:05, and you'll run out there.
Yeah, we'll
and if there's no
we'll
cab
see.
Around, then somebody will give you a ride. Because as long as you're...
All right.
You got it.
As long as he's in a car by like 20 after, he can get to the airport by about 10, right?
Yeah. All right. Good. So all it's right. settled then.
Let's continue.
We had to settle
Wait, no, this guy's got another idea.
What does that train go to? Should I take it? Okay.
That's a fucking violent reaction towards the transit system.
No, I think they just know you'd never get there on time because it makes stops and whatnot. The freeway is a little brisker, usually.
This should really be a regular bit on your show, Doug.
All right, Jimmy Jizzface.
Whoa. Remember when Jimmy Jizzface was cool? Fuck that guy, I'm so over it.
I don't want to discourage him. That was funny.
Hey, hang on. I got to remind my wife. Have me unsubscribe Nerdist tonight. So. Oh, no.
You're acting like that affects me.
I really would like to see you guys wrestle.
That only affects Chris Hardwick and his subsidiaries. Legendary Pictures.
Okay, so we're going to start with you, Jimmy. And the first title is, as suggested by Smith Noah on Twitter.
Oh, I know Noah Smith.
Really?
I do.
Oh, weird.
Man, that girl in the back, is like, he knows Noah Smith? He knows a bunch about my Big Factory wedding? Oh, God.
What's up?
What? Several other people suggested this because of where we are tonight. And so the starter title is North Dallas 40.
Oh.
So you need something that ends with North or begins with 40?
North Dallas 40 first dates.
No.
40 it was days 20 first dates, wasn't it?
50. Oh. Am I already
right, out? 50? I will go. It's North Dallas 40 days and nights.
I had to. I thought it was 20 dates because I had to leave early because I needed to get to the airport. All right, so you're just out this round. You'll be back.
Wait, why? How does that still count?
Oh, it still works, but you got to say the right title. I mean, you know, come on.
He just made up a title.
Can't just throw out any number. If earlier he had said 50 Clockwork Oranges, I would have said no. It's a Clockwork Orange.
50 Clockwork.
It's just the one. Okay, so what did you say, Matt?
I said North Dallas 40 days and 40 nights.
Okay, North Dallas.
Ghost!
Tell me about this movie and how it was made.
What is this ghost here to tell us about Ted Danson?
Yeah, yeah.
Who was in 40 Days and 40 Nights? Is that Josh Hartnett?
Josh Hartnett,
yeah.
Where he didn't jerk off that whole time?
No, he just didn't get laid.
Oh, he was just like, he was so good at getting laid.
Yeah, he was like,
that
let
he
me,
decided to stop yeah, for 40
Days. Let me not come for a while. I think that was the premise of the movie.
The what?
Let me not come for a while. I think
let
that was.
Let me not come for a while.
I would have seen that.
So it was Shakespeare.
Yeah. Ian McKellen.
Okay, Jonah, what can you do with that? 40 Days and 40 Nights.
East Dallas 40 Days and 40 Nights in Rodanthe.
Wow.
Knights of Rodanthe.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah. If you're over 75, East. You know that movie.
Wait, so, okay.
Okay, so then we go back to Matt.
North Dallas, 40 Days and 40 Nights of Rodanthe Expendables.
Yeah. I don't care for that one. I don't like that one at all. Because we dropped the thes, you know, in this game, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
then
try
I'll
something
change
else.
It. I wasn't aware of that.
But that was clever of you.
North Dallas, 40 Days and 40 Nights of Rodan.
The
Theo Huxtable is my favorite.
No one disagrees, Matt, but finish the thing.
North 40 Days and 40 Nights of Road.
Wait, you're going to just go back to the beginning again? That's a good stall tactic.
Yeah.
All right, you're out.
Jonah wins.
Jonah won the first round.
Good job, Jonah.
Jonah.
Hey, I had one, too. I had a True North.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then
nice. Sure. Yeah, you could have gone on the North. Mr. North was a North movie.
Just the movie North, starring Elijah Wood.
You can't do Aykroyd. That, of course, because you're not building anything. You're just looking at something that's already there.
Yeah.
At Catsup Mania. Yeah, Catsup.
I don't know them.
You know, like ketchup, but the way it's supposed to be spelled. Mania. That's his name on Twitter. Catsup Mania.
Sounds like real.
And also Agnes Nutter and a few other people. A lot of people suggested this movie. And it's called Midnight in the Garden. Oh, let's see. Who do we start with? Jonah got the points. We'll start with Matt. And then go to Jimmy. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Need something that begins with
permanent
evil.
Permanent midnight in the garden of good and evil.
Permanent right. Midnight. So now we go to Jimmy.
Fuck.
And
what
he needs permanent midnight in the garden of good and evil.
Dead.
Nice.
Evil dead. Nice. I was thinking it would be fun to go evilusionist. Evilusionist. Okay, so we've got to Jonah, permanent midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil Dead.
Permanent midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil Dead or Alive.
No one's
what
impressed.
Mean, all right.
We'll let it slide, but
what
next time around,
movie?
Next time around, impress us.
All right.
So we're back
to... It is a movie, and it works... In the game.
So but, I can't just refer to the movie Alive because that's what you did earlier.
I didn't do it. I just pointed it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you pointed it out.
Oh, okay.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
permanent
dare.
Permanent midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, Dead or Alive. LeVar Burton. Yep.
Yeah, once again, you just kind of derailed to talk about someone that you know.
Dead or alive.
Alive LeVar Burton?
LeVar alive.
You have an interesting way of playing the game.
Dead, here we go. Or live from Shea Stadium, Billy Joel.
I'm throwing you out not just of this round, but the rest of it. Go get in your fucking cab.
You're so proud of yourself.
Well, I mean, it's a movie.
Do you have anything, Jimmy, to add to that? Permanent? Something that ends in perm? My Pretty Pony, Pony's First Perm. Permanent, Midnight, or Alive? Do you got anything that begins with Alive or Live?
I don't think I have one for either.
Yeah. What about Joel?
Wow, you guys are letting Jonah run away with this one. Because didn't you? You're our winner again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not according to that asshole over there. I could have done just Dead Alive. That would have been good. Yeah.
Oh, there's lots of things that begin with Dead.
Yeah.
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 That's it. So you did good. You picked the right one. As suggested by, and this next round we'll start with
Jimmy.
Jimmy, you want to start with Jimmy?
Sure.
Sure.
All right, and then we'll go to Matt.
Jimmy do.
At eat drink poop pee suggested. Yeah, that's the guy's Twitter handle. Eat drink poop pee. It's kind of like the first Twitter name that's a to-do list.
That was the scat version of eat, drink, pray, love.
And now this time you got to come up with something that ends with dead, because the suggestion was the movie Dead Man. So what can you do with that, Jimmy?
Dead Man on a Ledge.
Okay. I saw that on a plane, and I wanted to go out on the wing.
Dead Man on a Legend.
Oh, Tim Curry.
All right, you can play again. You're back in. All right, Legend. Dead Man on a Legend.
Return of the Living Dead Man on a Legend.
Okay.
All right, that'll allow it. You guys just hate the movies. I
Return. Okay. You get to go again, Jimmy, with Return of the Living Dead Man on a Ledge End.
Legends of the Fall. No, wait.
No.
No, wait, that's...
Why doesn't it work?
Oh, wait.
Wait.
Oh, I got it.
Legends of the Fall, yeah.
I had...
Jimmy, two!
Two.
Okay, Matt, you need something that ends with return or begins with fall. Ooh, I got one.
I got one.
Ends in dead? Wait, ends in dead?
No.
No, wait, we'll say it again.
It has to end with return.
End of return or...
Or re... What?
Huh? Huh? Set.
Set.
Set. Zephyr.
Oh.
Nothing.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel returns.
Billy Joel returns.
Where can I see that?
All right, you're out.
All right.
Jonah, what do you got?
It's a
Return of the Living Dead Man on a Ledge End of the Fall. Legends of the Fall.
Of the Falling Down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one?
Yeah. Yeah, they like that one. All right, Jimmy.
Defense.
You got something that begins with down or ends with return, Jimmy?
Yes.
Okay, let us hear it.
Jimmy Choo is meticulous.
No. No, I have not. Tempted to Graham Elwood something.
Are you going to whistle and be...
No. No, that's where he always just he just says a phrase that people say and hopes that a movie was made.
Yes.
Called that.
You know, like Downtown, the movie.
Downtown.
Yeah. Based on the song.
Matt's looking it up. I don't think there's a movie called Downtown.
No, I'm looking at the fact that a taxi was just dispatched.
That doesn't count.
Can you write back to them?
I don't know. Let's see.
Dispatch slower. When you get to Mockingbird Lane, chill out and have a taco. And then we'll go to the airport.
All right.
And when we do go, I'll be in a big hurry. Did you type all that?
Yep.
Okay, so you got nothing, Jimmy?
No.
I got one.
Well, just going to be rubbing it in because you're just unbeatable in this game.
Falling down and out in Beverly Hills.
Have eyes.
Heels have eyes.
All right. Well, I keep playing normally, but there's no way these guys can catch up to you because you've got 3 points. Or,
good job,
already.
Yeah.
I should have loaded this one earlier in the show because there's somebody in attendance tonight. I think that suggested something. Is Amber Peace here somewhere? Woo!
There she is. Here.
Hi, Amber. Sorry we didn't get to your suggestion, but I'll push it into another show. You're welcome.
Okay, awesome.
She goes, okay, awesome. And I go, you're welcome. Doesn't even make sense. All right, so Jonah's our big winner. So he gets to go first in the granddaddy of all the games. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Let's see those name tags. Oh, a sword.
I know who I want.
Can't believe they let you in with that. Those are amazing.
I saw those. You guys are a couple?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay.
Kudos to the name tags, you guys. Oh, Matt's on the phone with the cab driver. It's a little busy right now.
Tell them Jimmy Choo to pick up Lane. Jimmy Choo said.
Pick a name tag. Yeah, Jimmy, go pick from somebody. Yeah, go take it from him, yeah.
I'm doing you.
You too, Jonah.
Look at these.
That's a nice one.
Are these? Is Honey a porno?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a...
So that's her name, Jenna, right there. Oh, and she wrote a shithead on the back, so don't say that out loud. And it's on two VHS tapes. And then each letter is a different
VHS box.
Jurassic Park. Some shitty Kate Hudson movie.
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde.
Oh, that's
Miracle.
That's the sequel.
Which one? What is this one though? The E. Fool's Gold.
No, from the
for E.
So something about Runaway Bride on there.
Oh yeah.
Miracle. That came up recently.
Oh. I want this sword. Yeah, sword. I don't care for
the one.
Laser disc.
Oh, okay.
Art.
No.
I thought each one was the letter of the, you know, the movie started with each letter, but no. I guess not. But it's a cool name tag, though.
And it's on Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde.
And Matt picked a sword that has Skittles attached to it.
Yep.
And does it have a shithead written on there already? On the back, so don't read that out loud.
Yeah, okay.
And what's his name, though? What's the guy with the sword's name?
Chancellor.
That's really your name?
Your name's Chancellor?
Wow. And he wrote Chancellor of the Rings on the sword. Chancellor of the Rings.
All right, buddy. The game's over. All right. We're good.
I took this because during the show, his lady friend was suggestively grabbing the hilt. And I saw it. And you're embarrassed.
That's the one that wants to take it to the airport.
Yeah. I don't know what we're in for, but I'm down.
She was grabbing what?
The sword handle here, the hilt.
Oh, the hilt?
Oh, the sword handle.
Yeah, this is the hilt. Oh.
God, you're so smart. Oh, don't stab people. Jimmy, what do you got there? You got a new iPad that's all yours to keep?
Yeah, I had some cookies, so that's all I cared about.
Oh, cookies came with it?
Teddy Rebskin.
Yeah. He took the movie Ted and added a bunch more letters.
Based off of the Teddy Ruxpin.
He added 9 more letters. Now Matt's checking out this iPad because, you know, he is a genius.
Well, just a little annoyed at the resolution of your... This could be better. Why is this happening? Where is the sound coming from?
Go. Do you think the iPad has something to do with that noise happening? So maybe turn it off or something. I'll remember his name is Ted.
I think it's spirits flying around the room.
Get that thing away from us.
Oh.
Hey. Wow.
Matt's trying to figure out how he can eat those Skittles right now.
How does that happen?
They're attached pretty tight there.
That's a lot of effort.
Okay, so Jonah gets to go first, and so he gets to pick a category.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Jimmy, because I like him.
Jimmy Choo?
Yeah. And then...
Choo-choo train!
Choo-choo train.
Choo-choo train!
The only person here with you tonight is your girlfriend, right, Jimmy?
My wife, actually, yeah.
Nice, yeah.
Nice job, buddy.
Choo-choo, don't
kiss him. I call your girlfriend, because that wife thing's not going to last.
Okay.
I was eyeing her earlier. No, But she's not going to use any of these nicknames against you, right?
No.
No, and none of your friends listen to this
what
podcast.
What is her nickname?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You're going to have some new nicknames.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Choo-choo train, don't quit!
Where's your wife?
In the darkness, waving.
She's over there.
How's it going over there?
Settle down, Myra.
Miss Choo-choo!
Okay. You get to pick category, Jonah.
All right.
Dialing up my Leonard Maltin app. Would you like in theaters chow? That's movies that take place in Italy.
I thought it was going to be movies that take place in China.
Or yuck. No one ever picks this one. I don't know why. Because that word is in Leonard's review. And it's written with 3 C's and 4 H's. Yuck! So he didn't care for that very much. And then your third option would be Leonard Part 6, which is one of the many adaptations of a Leonard Elmore book or story.
Yeah, I'm going to go with yuck!
Okay. Yeah. Finally, somebody picked it. I can get this out of the goddamn game.
I'm doing it for you.
Oh, thank you. Leonard Maltin calls this movie a bomb.
Oh.
On a scale of bomb to 4 stars. He says it's repellent. He says that that the writer-director uses a take-no-prisoners approach to the book on which this movie is based.
Yuck.
And then the last word of the review is Y-U-C-C-C-H-H-H-H.
Yuck.
And the year is 2002.
Fuck.
And Leonard lists 13 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Jonah Ray.
How many names?
13.
Fuck. I'll get it in 6.
6?
Oh. That's the bottom.
It's a fucking bold opening bid. We go
it's
to
not,
Jimmy.
It's just going to take me out of the game.
And we go to Jimmy.
Name that movie.
Oh, fuck you. Jimmy Choo.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah, Choo Choo train right over me. I got to get off the tracks when you're around.
Do you want the clues again?
Yes, please.
Repellent.
Ugh.
That's a clue, not because I'm looking at you. Bomb scale, bomb to 4, 2002. And the writer-director uses a take-no-prisoners approach to adapting a book. And Leonard says, yuck. And your 6 names are Claire Kramer, Swoosie Kurtz,
ooh,
Faye Dunaway,
ooh,
Clifton Collins Jr., Eric Stoltz, and Fred Savage. What the fuck is it is right? Yuck. Just putting all those people together just sounds like a
this
disgusting
is
mess.
This is Austin Powers Gold Member.
No.
Oh.
But why did you think it was?
I can name
it. I don't think
of
any of those people were in Austin. But, oh, Fred Savage
was.
Just and, one of them was.
It had a ton of fucking cameos.
I can name the other people in the cast, but I cannot tell you the name of the movie.
Oh, who else was in it?
Jessica Biel is in it. James Vanderbeek is in it.
Shannon Sossaman.
Yep. Oh, shit.
Kip Pardue.
Yep.
Kate Bosworth.
But I can't remember the name.
And
of
it's
movie.
Called The Rules of Attraction.
I'm so sorry.
Based on a Bret Easton Ellis book.
Way to go, Choo Choo.
I saw it. I don't remember.
Choo Choo.
Fan favorite, Choo Choo.
I don't remember being that disgusted by that movie, but I also don't remember that movie.
Yeah, that's all right.
Like James Vanderbeek plays a total jerk, right?
Yeah, he's like a drug dealer, I think.
Yeah, and he goes around masturbating on people's nice shirts.
He plays...
Choo choo. You can't run on choo choo.
Y'all remember when choo choo did that?
Oh, Charleston Choo.
it's evolving again.
The ever changing nickname.
Chucky Choo.
So Jimmy gets a point.
Good job, man.
Jimmy with a much, much deserved point.
You. Okay.
So Matt sat that one out, and Jimmy said to name it. So we'll go Matt to Jimmy, and Matt, you get to pick from the following categories. Okay. Would you like same name? Now, this is a movie where, when it came out, there had been a previous movie with the exact same name.
Okay.
But these movies have nothing to do with each other. Mm-hmm. Or Breaking Bond, which is movies that have someone who has played James Bond in them. So there's been about 7 or 8 actors that have played James Bond, so it's one of their movies. And then X-Men, suggested by JRC_INC, X-Men, which is movies that have a tranny in them.
I'm gonna...
Eddie Murphy movies.
Not on set, Jonah. Just in them.
So which one of those do you like, Matt?
I'll go Breaking Bond.
Yep.
Okay, Breaking Bond.
Is that a Bond watch?
Maybe.
So...
It is.
Oh, this is interesting.
Go.
It's so funny how randomly things happen. Here are your clues. 2 stars from Leonard Maltin.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from 1998. And it has an actor who has played James Bond in it.
Yeah.
And here's another fun clue. It's a movie has come out since this movie with the same name, but it's a different movie. And it's a movie that has already been mentioned on this stage. This title has already been mentioned on this stage tonight.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Wow. And Leonard names 8 cast members. From 1998.
Hmm.
How many do you think you get in? There's a guy over there that says 0, but of course he's not playing and doesn't understand the don't yell shit out thing that I keep saying over and over again. Yeah. Wait, are you just calling him a 0?
Yeah.
You know you can't bid on his behalf.
Go
he's
got to
make the decision.
Okay.
We got it.
Hang on. I have to... Gotcha.
Are you still talking? Raise your hand. Where are you? Seriously, boss. Let's go. Go outside. We'll finish the game and then we'll come get you. I haven't done that in a while and it feels good. Can't just sit there and yell repeatedly.
Yeah. I want to hear now like a muffled scream.
0! That was not muffled at all. You tried to muffle it.
2. I'm going to say 2
now. He got up and left so nicely. He didn't put up a fight at all. He's just, okay. What's out in the lobby? Is there a game out there?
There's a taxi that will take you to the airport.
Yeah. He wanted to go to the bathroom, but he wanted to be escorted there. I just don't want to get up and go by myself. Zero!
If I keep yelling zero, they'll show me where the bathroom is.
Yeah. Two names, Doug. Two names. That's what I'm going
to. You're saying two names?
Two names, because I've drawn a blank now that you've said so many things. I'm like, wow, I got to, like, two.
Two?
I'm going to go two.
All right, poker face. Where did I say I was going to go next?
J-Ray.
Jimmy.
To the Choo Choo.
Jim Choo.
Get up the Choo.
Choo Choo Train.
I have to do it again. Name that movie.
Yeah. Jimmy Choo Choo always throwing down the gauntlet.
Well, that's why it should have gone the other way to avoid the exact same thing happening again. I fucked up, but I still like it, though.
Okay.
You have to. It's Choo Choo. All right, I'll give you all the clues again. Are you ready?
Yeah, please.
The year is...
1998.
Uh-huh. And the stars are two. Two
yep,
stars.
There's two of them in there.
Has the same name
yep.
as another movie that came out after this movie mm-hmm. that's a completely different story and yep. characters, and it's already been mentioned on this stage tonight.
Okay.
And your two names are John Wood mm-hmm. and Eileen Atkins. Mm.
Why is that name so funny?
Two.
I think it's funny because they know that those names are absolutely not helpful.
Good luck. Thank you.
Lady, raise your hand.
I really thought you were going to follow through.
I wish it was always that easy. It's like, hey, you fucking suck. Raise your hand. You? Please go to that door right now.
Okay. You still what? Fucking suck. Yeah. Point taken. I apologize. I'll see everybody later.
What do you got? Name a movie that's just
the
you know,
Thomas Crown Affair. There were two of those.
The second one was pretty much movie. The same story. Same thing. This is just a fucking hilarious coincidence to me. This movie is called The Avengers.
What?
Yeah.
Fucking Sean Connery.
Sean Connery with Uma Thurman
from
and Ralph Ray Fiennes.
On, you'll buy your weather from me.
Wielding that's.
Hey,
that's their
he
thing.
He threw down his sword. At least keep the Skittles, dude. What are you going to do in that fucking cab if you don't have any Skittles?
Talk about how late I was getting into the cab with the cab driver.
That'd be horrifying if you're just running out to the cab with this sword.
Wait! Wait! Wait!
I must avenge!
Choo-choo, help me up!
He wrote the shithead on the back, so I'm going to hang on to it for a second.
Gotcha.
And let me look at this one again, Jonah. Yeah, I remember that. Thank okay. So congratulations to Jimmy. You know what I always say, choose or lose. And you guys lose.
Man, Jimmy, you went with a silver streak tonight. Choo choo!
I so don't understand what the sword, why you picked this shithead, the sword guy. You don't have to explain it, but it's an odd one to me. And then, but then the other one makes perfect sense to me. And, 18. What? You're 18? That's your excuse? Okay.
How old
when I lady? Say the first shithead later, when I say the first shithead later, just think to yourself, oh yeah, he's 18.
Yeah.
That's why he would have a beef with that particular person.
I'm just going to say it right now. The suspense is killing me. No, I'll say it at the end.
I just want to break it down.
I just want to get it out there. Jimmy, do you have anything to plug? Anything? any new sketches you're drawing out by the pool?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter, Junction Tees, at Junction Tees.
T-E-E.
T-E-E-S.
Yeah. Wait,
Junction!
That's where the choo-choo comes in!
Junction Tees!
The choo-choo goes into the junction!
Yeah, the
choo-choo junction! Junction Tees!
I'm glad I could lead you there, yes.
Oh, God, I'm glad that finally made sense, somehow.
I love when he has his new nickname and has to explain it to people. It started when I had ranch dressing on my shirt.
It started with the order of a chicken wing.
Yeah, yeah. It always starts with a chicken wing.
So watch Matt all this week on Attack of the Show.
Yeah.
They're calling.
Andy pops in and makes, your cab's calling?
Yeah.
You're on Attack of the Show as a reporter.
I'm on Attack of the Show like 3 or 4 days a week, yeah. Reviewing some gadgets, talking about some stuff.
But this week you're gadgets, full-blown yeah. Hosting it.
Yeah.
So good for you. Congratulations. And Jonah, what do you got coming up?
Nothing coming up, but...
okay, thanks.
But my album, Hello, Mr. Magic Plain Person, Hello, is on iTunes, available there, so you can pick that up.
Hello, Mr. Magic Plain Person, Hello. Yeah, it's like you're the Fiona Apple of album titles.
I wish I gotta lose weight. I'm really, what? It's not a crack.
He's much bigger. He's 6'4". He's much larger than Fiona Apple is.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys just took it down a wrong. Choo Choo, how do you have to say?
I laughed.
Ah, yeah!
Choo Choo got it.
Yeah, Choo Choo got it.
Junction Tease! Choo Choo!
Hey, Matt, are we going to, is the end theme queued up or is there going to be no end theme?
There's going to be no end theme.
So for the audience here tonight, there's not going to be an, you know what, I'll just sing it.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm no Chris Hardwick, but.
Who is?
Oh, I know how it goes. Okay. And I know the words. And I've got all my tour dates at douglovesmovies.com. Thank you, everybody here tonight at Hyenas, Dallas. You're a combination of the friendliest and most involved audience. Very involved in the show. And I appreciate that. And we'll definitely do this again sometime, I think. This has been a lot of fun. Yeah. And... as always, Tom Petty is a shithead.
Put your fucking fist down, you little piece of shit. Tom Petty is an American hero.
We're gonna save it with the next one.
I wanna know why, what do you have against Tom
don't
Petty?
Use your age
why do you
excuse.
Even know that he exists?
Just don't like his music, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's not like the... He's not like the classics this guy's used to, like Limp Bizkit. They don't make them like they used to, hot dog flavored water.
Star.
I'll change your mind right now. Look at his face, everybody. There's a freeway running through the yard. See, you love him.
Yeah.
All right.
Ventura
and
Boulevard.
And this next one, I'm going to go right into the end theme, you guys. So put your mics down.
Okay.
And go get a cab. Go jump in that cab. Matt Myra, everybody. Thanks, buddy. Jonah Ray.
I literally cannot leave until you are done because I'm recording it.
No, I know, but you can go to the room there and get it ready. And you got cookies, too. Thanks, Jimmy. Jimmy Thomason, everybody. Forgive us. Choo-choo! And, as always, Chick-fil-A is a shithead. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Goldie's viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.